Dear people of God, good day and welcome to your podcast, Believers on Board. We hear the voice of inspiration today by reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, 1 to 6. As it is our practice, you will read the whole passage while I reflect on the selected verse. Show your love by being tolerant with one another. I read that from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2b. Tolerance? Yes. Tolerance? Yes. Now, let's talk. As a husband, are you tolerant with your wife? Madam, are you tolerant with your husband? And for you who is not married, are you tolerant with your relatives and friends? Disobedience is a big virus in some of the children we have in our homes. And as parents, what is our degree of tolerance towards such kids? The call for unity among families, communities, churches, and nations cannot be realized in the absence of tolerance. Individuals think differently and behave differently, and in order to agree and work with other people, the spirit of tolerance has to reign. No conflict can be resolved without an appreciable degree of tolerance on both parties. Tolerance is a requirement in marriage. If you don't tolerate your spouse, your marriage will start to crack. Don't destroy your union through tension-producing arguments. Instead, strengthen that marriage through tolerance and constructive communication. That is what maintains peace and love within a marriage, particularly a Christian marriage. It is not easy to allow something you don't agree with just to go without inference from you. The ability to endure with what you dislike is not very common with many people. But that is exactly what St. Paul is advising believers to do. And he says if you can tolerate somebody, that is a strong demonstration of love. Being tolerant is so to say, an act of love. If you don't love a person, you can't tolerate the individual. Without tolerance, your relationship becomes sticky and rocky. It will be characterized by selfishness, resentment, and distrust. With tolerance, your marriage will be spiced with love for each other and with love for the Lord. In tolerating each other, you demonstrate that you understand the frailty of human nature and the expression of different opinions by other people. Human beings think and act differently in different situations. So be ready to tolerate others and expect them to show tolerance to you too. We cannot restrict the spirit of tolerance to the marriage or family context only. Tolerance is required whenever and wherever you deal and interact with people at work, in group meetings, on the playground, and where you are drinking with friends. You don't agree with everything or every opinion others express on different subjects, and others don't do so with you also. This implies that we need to tolerate each other as often as possible. When you show your love through tolerance of a spouse or friend, you may be surprised how much gain comes from tolerance than from intolerance. In addressing the Ephesians on the unity of the body, Paul appealed to them to live a life that befits the standards God set when he called them. Those divine measures included virtues such as humility, gentleness, and patience, among others. The apostle told the believers to show their love for each other through tolerance, and he added that they can preserve the unity which the Spirit gives and the peace that binds together by creating that atmosphere of living together. Believers are people who believe in one Lord. They have one faith. They share one baptism and form one body, and therefore need to tolerate each other as they live on. Tolerance works hand in glove with patience. Impatience will not allow you countenance what you don't agree with. It will push you to brush aside what does not go with your way of thinking. But the Word of God admonishes us to exercise love for each other by giving room to what you don't agree with. It says the other person's opinion counts, and it can only count if that person is given the space to voice it. May the God of love give us the love we need in order to be tolerant with one another. Amen. I have a question for you as we draw towards the end. Are you a patient or an impatient person? Answer for yourself in all honesty, because you are the only one who can assess yourself and know whether you are patient or impatient. For intercession today, please pray for all those you know who are intolerant and impatient, that they should love and tolerate others, and God should give them that spirit. This is Achoa Omene speaking. Thanks for listening, and God's blessing.